News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Ireland's school communities are becoming increasingly diverse and secular. That's according to a new report investigating the realities of Catholic education in Ireland. But what does that mean going forward? Alan Whelan, President of the Catholic Secondary School Parents Association, and Gillian Brennan, CEO of the Humanist Association of Ireland, both join us now. Good morning to you. I might come to you first, Alan. What this, it seems to be, is basically saying that the capacity to deliver a Catholic education is shrinking. And I have lots of figures here. But for example, in primary school, half of the teachers in primary school don't believe in God. And half of the teachers, roughly speaking, do not practice Catholicism. And yet 90% of our schools are Catholic. What's this going to mean going forward?
Well, good morning to you. I was shocked by the report to which you refer, but there's nothing new in it to me. I was just shocked that it was actually published. I myself, for many years before coming back to Ireland to take responsibility, legal responsibility, and to have schooled two children, I was a principal in English Catholic schools and in other schools in England. I knew, and I was outraged by the fact that religious education, Catholicism, is not and was not then being taken seriously by the authorities. If I had had a report like this land on my desk about the ethos of the last Catholic school for which I was responsible, I would have resigned immediately. The question that arises for me this morning is, have the bishops yet read this? How many of them will resign? Have the boards of management read this? Have the trustees read this? Because if they had, they will be holding their head in shame.
Okay, but before I mean, obviously, there's two of you there, and I do also want to get to Gillian. But before I do, what do you expect them to do if it is a situation where half their staff don't believe in God and half their staff aren't practicing Catholics? What do you expect them to do?
Why are they running schools? I mean, they're doing a disservice. Yesterday, this report was mentioned, and we had somebody on behalf of the bishops writing, telling us effectively in a national newspaper that teachers who don't believe in God, that mm-hmm. they should, as it were, knuckle down and accept that the children come first. Well, that is right. But how can they be expected to prepare young people for the sacraments if they do not themselves believe?
Let me bring in Gillian Brennan, CEO of the Humanist Association of Ireland. Gillian, what's your reaction to these figures? It shows you that, like, looking at 41% of teachers practice Catholicism, but that falls to 18% among teachers under 40. So what we're going to see is in a few short years, a very small minority, likely, of teachers practicing Catholics. What does this mean?
Well, I suppose we're not surprised by the figures that were revealed yesterday. And I suppose we are, through our work in the Humanist Association of Ireland, we're aware of plenty of teachers who are disadvantaged and discriminated against because Section 37 of the Employment Equality Act actually allows positive discrimination on the basis of religion. So what that means in reality for teachers in schools is that many of them who it doesn't align with their own personal values and ethos are forced to teach religion in the school system, and many of them are fearful of putting their head above the parapet for fear of being disadvantaged in terms of future promotional prospects. But I suppose, coming back to a simpler level, we would believe in the Humanist Association of Ireland that the teaching of religion in schools and faith formation really should be taken outside of the school day. Okay. And I would think that it's wholly possible to teach children good morals and values in different ways, you know, by teaching them to think critically and consider the consequences of their own actions and take a focus on empathy and teach them respect and manners and kindness without having, I suppose, a veil of religion over it where, you know, you're taught if you don't behave a certain way in this life, then there's fear of punishment in the next one. So we would think that in terms of forcing teachers through that system that doesn't align with their own values, it would be better to take faith formation outside of the school day and actually have people teaching children or parents who do believe in that ethos.
Let me ask that to Alan. Is that where this is going, that religion will be taken out of schools, that it will be taught in some other fora by those who do believe?
That may well be the case. But the evidence is there that what Gillian wants is already happening. There's nobody forcing any teacher to teach in a Catholic school. They apply.
No. But religion is taught in a majority of our schools, Alan. It would be fair to say, I think it's half an hour a day is put over to religion in our primary schools.
Well, if you actually look at the report to which you referred at the beginning, that is not the case. That is not being done. That is where I am saying the bishops are very remiss. Now, the report is very clear that there should be fewer and fewer Catholic schools, but that they should be real Catholic schools meeting the requirements. The thing that Gillian, I'm sure she, well, maybe she does want us to change the constitution. The Irish constitution is very clear that parents are the first and foremost teachers of their children and have that right. Now, does she want another no? She went in.
I think we're slightly off the point here, Alan, to be fair. And teachers reflect the population. So if teachers are dwindling in their beliefs, I would imagine parents are too. Let me bring you back in, Gillian, that point that Alan made, that just lastly, that we should divest more Catholic schools, make them non-denominational, and then have a smaller cohort maybe of Catholic schools where a Catholic ethos is taught by genuine people of Catholic faith. Would that be in line with your view too? Are you actually in agreement on this, the pair of you?
Well, I suppose the government has a plan to have 400 schools divested by 2030. But right now we have only in and about 170, and the pace of divestment is exceptionally slow. So even if they did achieve that goal, which seems extremely unlikely, it would still be a drop in the ocean. It would only put the number of multi-denominational schools to about 13%. And I think if you take it back to a more basic principle, is this really what we want for Irish society going forward, that we're going to segregate our children on the basis of religion? I mean, would we accept that if we said we'll do it on the basis of skin colour or sexual orientation? No, we wouldn't. I don't think it's going to be possible to achieve that goal of divestment. So at a simpler level, I think it would work on a more practical basis to take it out of the school day.
Gillian Brennan, CEO of the Humanist Association of Ireland, and Alan Whelan, President of the Catholic Secondary Schools Parents Association. Thank you both very much for joining us. Let us know what you think about all of that. I suspect we're just going to trundle along with an Irish solution to an Irish problem, which is that even if half the teachers don't believe, we still don't want our kids to change. We still want the confirmation and the Holy Communion and the bouncy castle and all of that. What do you think? 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
This is the WhatsApp.